So the Amity Warriors come into this game after placing in the getting to the semifinals last year in the 3A, 2A, 1A girls soccer, losing to Catlin Gable. That was just a dominant team. Catlin Gable ended up taking second, lost to Valley Catholic in the finals last year. But Catlin Gable was an outstanding soccer team, and it was just such an educational experience for our girls to play against a team that was that good, really. We just don't play against anybody like that in the regular season for the most part. It's they look like a semi-pro team out there. They were able to just pass the ball at will against us and attack. And Andy and I, Coach Dyer and I, got a chance to talk about that here this summer. And he was just so thankful for that experience for his girls to be able to do that. So coming back this year, only really lost one key contributor from the starting lineup last year, and that was the goalie, Kylie Kendall. So Kylie was a one-year goalie for the Warriors soccer girls. And then so she's being replaced this year by Kylie Wilson. So we'll get one Kylie for another. Kylie Wilson did not play soccer last year. Sophomore. In that same class with Alyssa and Eliza and Aidy and some of those others, Lily Rideout. And she is learning how to play goalie. And so if you remember back to last year, if you follow the Warriors, last year Kylie Kendall was a first-year goalie, and that first game was pretty tough. That first game for her was a real eye-opener in terms of how teams are going to attack and what it was going to be like to be out there and get some of those nerves out. But tell you what, after that first game, and then things just got progressively better all the time. And by the third or fourth game, Kylie was one of the better goalies in the state, honestly. And if you remember the sisters playoff game in Amity, came down to a shootout, and Kylie stonewalled the first sisters attempt, and that really set the tone for the Warriors to get away with that playoff win and move on to the next round of the state playoffs. So, looking for great things out of Kylie Wilson as she learns the position, and that'll allow her to really, I think, develop over the next few games, and then as this year progresses, and really kind of setting them up for a lot of success over the next few years. So, Tim, is your mic on?
Yes.
Tashi's bailing,
yes,
right
I'm
away.
On.
She didn't want to be part of that. You're on. So, obviously you follow this team intimately closely. With your daughter being on it and having coached a lot of these kids in middle school, you coached them, right? You taught them everything they know?
I taught them everything not to do, yes.
So what are you really looking for here in this first game? I mean, what's kind of the goal for the girls? Obviously, they'd like to win this, but what are there some things that they need to kind of come out of the chute here in game one and do well? Or things that they need to work on here in this first game?
Oh, just offensively being aggressive, but yet patient at the same time. I think they're always similar to basketball, just want to go 100 miles an hour all the time. Just
fast break soccer?
Ball. Yeah, a little more, maybe some ball control and control in the game.
Yeah, I think one of the things Andy was talking to me about was the desire to see the girls understand how to set that defense up with their passing and then pick their spots a little bit more, not just rely on athleticism. I think it's kind of what you're alluding to there. Not just because you're faster.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think, and I think maybe, you know, if nothing else, they saw in that Catlin Gable game how effective that is. Because the Catlin Gable girls, I'm not saying that we have that skill level as a team, but the Catlin Gable team, I mean, they passed that ball and attacked. They found our weak spot, and they attacked it over and over and over again, patiently and then aggressive, patient and then aggressive.
Yeah, and they were very patient and then were able to flip the field when they wanted to and then attack real quick. So like to see our girls do a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think it would be a fantastic thing to see them not feel like they have to just out-athlete the other team, that they've got the skills to be able to pass that ball and hit the cutters and move that ball around and get the defense out of position and then attack when they've got the real advantage in terms of position, not just in terms of athleticism. So the Warriors, I don't know who's starting tonight for Amity. I can guess at a few of them, but Tim was saying there's a few kids not yet dressing down. They're not at full strength yet.
Yeah, not enough practices under their belt yet.
So we will see who Coach Dyer rolls out there. I was trying to remember what year this is for Coach Dyer. It must be about 7 or 8.
6, 7, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And we'll apologize right now for any kind of background noise. I'm using just a pair of AirPods and my cell phone for this, so we're going to see how this goes. And I can hear everything Tim's doing. So he's going to have to mute his there. Now he's muted. So, yeah, I think his headset picks up every little movement that he's got going on. Okay, so on the floor, on the field for the Warriors here. Let me take a look. As I mentioned, Kylie Wilson, this will be her first start as a varsity soccer player in goal. Back there with her, of course, Emma Northrup, the outstanding sophomore defender. Where's number 13? Number 5, Carrie Sims, a sophomore as well. Number 6, Rachel Dyer, also a sophomore, back in the defensive backfield. At midfield, of course, we're going to have Alyssa McMullen, a sophomore, and Aidy Nisley. Eliza Nisley will be pushing up the field, I'm sure, a lot. They've got her at midfield here to kind of start the game, I think. They're getting the balls kind of to each end by the goalie, so they've got an extra ball. Maya Harzma up there and at a forward position. See if I can pick up some of these other numbers here. Excuse me. I'll do my best here to see those numbers here as they start to move around a little. It doesn't help when they have a ponytail hanging down the back of their number there. All right. It's going to be Eastland ball, or Centralland ball, excuse me, to get this thing going. Cobras push it up towards midfield. Handled up there by Claudia Juarez. She pushes it over to the right sideline. It's going to be Cobra ball on the far sideline. The throw in, knocked away by Aidy Nisley and pushed up a little bit on that right side. Now it's loose to the middle, and Aidy pushes that ball on up ahead to Maya. Maya kicks it back out on the side. There's a little attack there by Ayla Harris, a senior. Maya working her way through some traffic in the middle, ball kicked away and poked out towards that far sideline. So this field runs east and west. So the south sideline is where the teams are. So we're over on the west or on the north sideline. Throw in for the Warriors, ball knocked away and knocked off of the Warriors and out of bounds. Nope, got a whistle. They're going to say Warriors ball. Good throw in by Aidy. Maya attacking, knocked away. Back out towards midfield, handled there by the Cobras. They push up that left side, little foot race there. And Sims pokes that one away and out of bounds on the far sideline, keeping the Cobras from being able to set up their offense and get an attack there. Throw in on the far sideline, out towards midfield, ball's loose. Ends up in the Cobra possession here on this near side. Number 2 is Gasky working it up the right corner, knocked away by Northrup. And then that Juarez, I think, kicks that ball out of bounds along this north sideline here. Cobras throw it in. Gasky right in front of me here. Sends it back over. Knocked away by Eliza. Eliza battling that now. 80 with it. 80 up the left sideline. Pushes that ball on ahead. Loose up there and kicked away by the Cobras back towards midfield. Handled there by number 16, Wolf. Wolf trying to find Gasky over here on this right side. She hustles toward it. Picks it up right along the line. And she shoots it behind the goal. Not a shot on goal there. Never had a chance. How much time is left at any given moment? We're about 10 minutes into the game, roughly. Of course, with soccer, the officials keep the official time, not the score clock anyway. There's a long kick out ahead. And the ball on the sideline knocked away. Warriors quick to inbound that. Throw it towards the right. Up along towards the goal, knocked away up there by the Cobras. Little battle up there, and that one poked out of bounds. Warriors with another quick throw in, and they're going to say that was an illegal throw in. She threw it sideways a little bit instead of two hands over the head. So that will be a turnover by the Warriors, goes back to the Cobras. There's a throw in, battle there by McMullen. Haiti comes out of there with it, knocks down the defender. Nice aggressive play there by Haiti Nisley. Maya trying to feed that one down to this along the baseline. There's a shot on goal and no good. That was attempted by Harris. She had a shot at it. Can't tell how much of an angle she had. It looked like she kind of ran out of room there a little bit and couldn't get a good angle on it. But a good attempt there. Great pass by Maya to find Ayla up along that right side of the baseline there, if you will. The end line. Goalie kicks that one in. Warriors collapse on the one cover that's back. Cobras with the ball out towards midfield. Ball poked away by the Warriors. Loose now. And McMullen comes in there. Pokes it away. Back and forth. Pushed up ahead. Dyer on the defensive side pushes it out towards the right sideline here. Gaskey to the middle. Knocked away by Juarez and out of bounds along the end line. That'll be a corner kick here, number 50, right here in front of me. Reno gets this okay, pushes it. Kylie Wilson with the save right in front there. Tried to find a teammate on the crosser, no chance. Kylie kicks that one on ahead. Maya trying to field it, poked away. Back towards midfield, and here comes 80 across. 80 knocks it away, brings it up the left side, looking ahead, pokes it up there, past Eliza, deep into the backfield. They're just going to poke it into their goalie, who's going to clear that one back out towards 80. 80 to Eliza. Eliza, left wing, knocks it away, down into the corner. Ball pushed away, poked away, back and forth. 80 comes out of there with it, and then it's knocked away from her. Cobra's trying to push up along the right side. McMullen off of Greeno and out of bounds, so it's going to be Warrior ball on the left sideline. Northrup, just a cannon for a throw in there. Gets it in. Maya gets it poked away from her. Now chases it down to the right side of midfield there. Works up that side. It's poked away towards the sideline and out of bounds off of the Pirates, or the Cobras, excuse me, not the Pirates, Cobras, and the Warriors will inbound. Far side throw in here. But it's Maya throwing it in. 80 back to Maya, long shot from that right side. And it's going to go all the way to the far left corner and out of bounds along the end line. The goalie will grab that one. Pretty aggressive strike there from Maya. She was about 30 yards out when she took that shot. Cobras get it in. McMullen pokes it away. Ball's up in the air a little bit. Juarez pushes it to the middle. Ball poked away there by the Cobras back out towards midfield. Dyer pushing up, trying to take that away from Gaskey. And there, takes it away from Greeno along that side. Juarez gets it knocked away and out of bounds. Is that Alba up there? Jed gave me the heads up there. I can't read from this far away. 100 yards a long ways from my eyes.
Yeah, that's Jessica.
Warriors work up along the left side. Almost out of bounds. Eliza saves it, and Alba gets it poked away from her and out of bounds. It'll be a throw in there. Eliza will take that, throw it in along this north sideline. The throw in from the corner, poked away. Back out along the side, controlled by Dyer to McMullen. McMullen pokes that one ahead, and then it's cleared, but McMullen knocks it out of the air. Back to the midfield, towards the middle of the field. Warriors had it, lost it. Cobras have it now. Pushed up on this right side to get it. crosses over there, goes to her left foot, now pokes it through. Northrup takes that one away to the left side and out of bounds. It'll be a throw in here for the Cobras along this left side, about maybe 30 feet up from the corner. Get it. It takes it up the sideline and out of bounds. Couldn't hang on to that one. Just dribbled that one off her foot. And a little wide there. There's a throw into Gaskey. Gaskey trying to get to it. Poked away by Northrup along the baseline here. And that'll be a corner kick for the Cobras. Greeno will kick it in. Right in front of me here. A little line drive along the worm burner kind of there. And a shot on goal. I think that was... what number that was, 17, I think. Just a loose ball in there. Poor defense by the Warriors. And Wall pokes one in from about maybe 15 feet beyond the goalie box. Kylie had no chance. Just a loose ball that the defense didn't clear at all. Just gave her a point-blank shot. Defense has got to do a much better job of clearing that ball. That corner kick basically just kind of... A multi-hop ground ball kind of coming through there with no velocity on it. And the Warriors just kind of passively let it trickle through and end up at the foot of a Cobra who had a free kick basically out of it. So 1-0 now in favor of Central Lynn. McMullen out towards the side and out of bounds there. Hala Harris will inbound that one. Throws it long along the right side. Picked up there by the Cobras. Back out, McMullen tries to center that. Knocked away by number 3, Neal. Out towards midfield. Ball control. Now Juarez with it. Passes over to, I think that was over to Sims. Now the ball loose along the left side. Helped out. Now Dyer comes across, knocks it away, and they're going to get a tripping foul, I think, on 80. And they're going to card her on that? Yellow card, I think, on 80. Wow, I don't know about a card on that. Seemed like incidental contact, not intentional there. So... soccer, you get that yellow card, it's a warning. 80 will go out into the game. Number 25 is at Tegan Braun. You get that yellow card, you're out. And then I think that's the game probably is in other sports in OSAA. Long kick, and Kylie had it, and then it bounced off. She didn't control it. It took the foot of Grace Olula, and she's able to score there. Kylie didn't field that one cleanly. Took a one hop right into her. And this 2-0 Cobras. Liza Nisely with it, midfield, works to her right. Her pass picked off, back out towards midfield. The Cobras have it, push over to Gaskey. Gaskey battling with Dyer. He pokes that one over to Greeno, knocked away by Eliza. Back to mid, had a foot on it, can't hang on to it. This time Kylie comes out, and a little indecision there, a little inexperience. Should have just fallen right on that ball and covered it up. She played around with it a little bit, and there was a Cobra player bearing down on her. She finally realized it and picked it up before the girl got there. Up the right side, Harris battling. Ball knocked out of bounds off the Cobras. Warriors ball at their end of the field, or I guess at the Cobras' end of the field, their goal end. On the side, pass in. Nisely tries to center that one. Alba can't get to it, and... saved by the Cobras along the side. Dyer with it, pokes it back towards the middle. Ball's controlled by the Cobras. Up the middle, pushing up. Nice job by Sims to redirect that one away from the offensive player and along the sideline and out of bounds. Give the defense a chance to set up here. We are probably about 20 minutes in here. Northrop knocks that one away, 14. Runyon almost got a shot on goal there. Warriors defense pretty shaky right now. Everybody trying to mark somebody there. Ball in, and Kylie bobbles that one again, but now has it clean. I think just wearing soccer gloves, wearing those keeper gloves, and her first game in goal, and haven't given up a couple. Nervous, got a handball by the Warriors. So it'll be Cobra ball out just the Warriors side of midfield. A little light rain here in Halsey, Oregon. Almost central end. Cobras pushing up to the middle, knocked away by McMullen, pushes that one ahead, tried to get it to Maya, it was a little long. Now Maya pokes it away, Alba with it up the left side, tries to go back to Maya in the middle, knocked away and saved there by the Cobras. They battle on that side, and it's going to be Cobra ball off of Alba and out of bounds. Alba doing a good job there. Ball knocked away, nicely with it. Eliza to the middle, nobody marking her. She's going to have a shot here, tries to feed Alba up the left side. No, I think she was trying to get that to Maya in the middle. Ball loose in front and pushed away at the last moment by the defender right in front of the goal, helping her keeper out there. 2-0, Cobras over the Warriors right now. I'm thinking, like I said, I think we're about 22 minutes in, so we're about halfway through this first half. The substitution for the Warriors. Adie back into the game. Got a break after her yellow card there. Eliza on the far side, on the near side, I guess. There's a cross to the middle. Nobody there, though. And this one's going to roll all the way to the other corner where it's chased down by the Warriors. They reset this one. There's a crosser knocked away. Nobody really exhibiting great control here down around the Warriors' goal. Cobras have it right now. Now it's poked away by Nisley to the middle, and the goalie pokes that one away at the last moment before Alba can get there. Ball's loose. Alba has it. Turns. Can't get a shot off. Finally, there's a kind of a weak shot by Harris. It got deflected a little bit as she tried to get a kick off. At least the Warriors putting some pressure now on the keeper for the Cobras. Ball up the middle of the field. Northrup chasing this down, trying to get to it. There's a kick over the head of Kylie off the crossbar. Kylie chases it down. Oh, my goodness. That was a great shot attempt by Peyton Gaskey, sophomore forward. She poked that one over the head of Kylie, and it hit the crossbar and dropped down on the field side of that, and Kylie able to scoop it up before any more damage could be done. Still 2-0. Kylie kicks this one ahead. Adie heads it on a little bit. Ends up in the hand of the Cobras. McMullen up the right side. Tried to get that to Harris. Kind of went through her legs and out of bounds. Adie knocks away the inbound throw and out of bounds. So it'll be Cobra ball on the far sideline near midfield. Very little wind here. Very light breeze. So that's not affecting the game much, but it is the first time anybody's played in rain this year. So that's a little different. It's not raining hard right now, but I'm sure the field's a little slicker than what they're used to. Ball poked way ahead. Northrup in a foot race. She's going to get to it. Knocked away off of Gaskey and out of bounds. Should be Warriors ball. Going to go to the keeper. Adie Nisley is going to take this kick from the keeper box. Sends it up the left side towards Eliza. She handles it up there short of midfield, crosses over, goes toward the middle. Pretty physical play there from the Cobras. Feeds it out to McMullen, back ahead, trying to find her cousin Maya. Now there's a little pass from Alba to Maya, back to Alba. Now it's loose. Alba going to have a shot. Can't quite get the shot on goal. That one goes wide right, and the goalkeeper scoops it up outside of of the box there. Good effort that time by the Warriors. Pretty good attack. 2-0 Cobras over the Warriors here in the first half. Cobras push that one up. Knocked away by Sims. Harris was trying to get to that. It was kicked out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball. 80's going to inbound out on the far sideline. We're about 24 minutes gone here in the first half. Try to get the inbound in the corner, and it is knocked away and out of bounds. Warriors ball down in that far right corner. Still be a throw in, though. If it goes out along the end line, it's a kick. If it goes out along the sideline, it's a throw in. Two-hand throw in there for the Warriors. In front, Maya trying to control it. Knocked away and saved there by the Cobras. Out towards midfield, Nisley over to her sister, Eliza. Eliza weaving her way through, leaves it out in front for Harris. Can't quite get to it. Good effort there. Warriors had a shot at another attack and just not quite able to execute that pass. What are your thoughts so far, Tim? Get Tim to unmute and chime in here.
All right, I'm in. What are your thoughts so far?
We're about halfway through the first half.
Right. I just see a little more ball control. Keep
now
attacking.
You're cutting out a little bit on me. What was that?
So, like, keep attacking, a little more ball control instead of just one pass and trying to get the quick one, you know. A long way to go still.
Yeah.
But we've been spending a little more time at the offensive end.
Kind of what we talked about beforehand, what Coach Dyer wanted to see was a little bit more offensive control. Yeah, yeah. And the defense has got to get back quicker. We've allowed a number of pretty aggressive attacks by the Cobras where we just haven't been back in position.
Yeah, and I think we're on our heels. We're not attacking them. We're letting them attack us.
It's been a little shaky so far. Yeah. There's a kind of a weak shot out front, and Kylie scoops that one up. Hopefully Kylie's getting those first game nerves out. Starts to feel more comfortable. Kylie with a nice kick down the middle of the field. Maya with it. Turns that to Harris. Harris loses that one. And it is saved by the – nope, not saved. She had it along the sideline. Warrior ball. Harris will inbound up about one-quarter field or so from the Warriors' goal. Throw in to – 80 tips it on to Eliza, or to McMullen, tips it on to Eliza. Eliza back to Juarez. Harris tries to center that one and going to have a shot on goal, possibly. McMullen passes it up to Alba. I thought Alyssa might have taken a shot there. They get it centered. Maya turns and misses that. No, got it. She got it. I take it back. I thought it went over the top from this. We're 100 meters away here. And I thought that one cleared and went long. Maya stuck it right in that top right corner of the goal. So the Warriors get one back. It's 2-1 Cobras. You able to see that one, Tim?
I did. I thought it went long over the top as well. Until...
Okay, so it wasn't just my bad eyesight. You've got bad eyesight too, I know.
Yes, I do.
Both of us are struggling with some of this. All right, Warriors down 2-1 now. We get into the last, I don't know, probably 10 minutes or so. Are these 40-minute halves or 45? I can't remember in high school.
40, I believe.
40. So we've got 10 minutes to go here in the first half. That's going to help settle the Warriors down right there, just the fact that they were able to get a nice controlled attack and it got one of their best goal scorers involved. It's going to be looking for the ball. There it is. Northrup throws it in on the far sideline. Up the side, ball a little loose, kind of a cluster there, and they come out of it. Warriors come out of there with it, center it to McMullen. McMullen pokes it back. Eliza coming across, or 80 coming across, excuse me. Cleared by the Cobras. Northrup coming back hard. Kylie coming out. She and Emma talking. Emma coaching her, letting her know what she needs her to do. She comes out and gets that one and sends the ball back up the middle of the field, just past Knisley's head, controlled by Harris, back to 80. 80 sends it back, resets it to Sims. To Harris and Sims, play a little catch there. Now feed Knisley. Knisley works up the right side, lost that one. Over to Harris. Harris, ball out of bounds. No, still in bounds in that far corner. Nope, out of bounds along the baseline. So along the end line, that'll be a free kick there. And 80 Knisley will take it from, nope, throw in. Okay. I can't tell. Oh, I guess there's the flag. I should have seen the corner flag. Warriors centered on the throw in. Back out. Controlled. Eliza, a little fake and lost it. Oh, she was setting up to take a shot there. Warriors back out in front. Ball loose and Maya sticks it. Oh, is that Maya or is that? I can't see the numbers. Is that Maya?
That was Jessica Alba.
Or is that Alba?
Yeah.
Alba with the score. She had her back away from me and I couldn't see the number. They're similarly sized from 100 meters away. Dark hair. So it's 2-2. Warriors get a cheap one right there. Kind of a, now both teams have kind of traded some bad defensive series there. That was poor defense by the Cobras. They weren't able to clear that ball, and it just kind of found a Warrior player there. 2-2. I think these games early in the year tend to be a little higher scoring, too. I think it's easier to play offense than it is to be coordinated on the defensive end, especially with a young goalie, Kylie, just getting her feet wet there. 80 playing aggressive, especially with a yellow card, knocks number 10, Sewell, to the ground and then sends the ball up the right side. Ball towards the sideline, controlled there by the Warriors, then kicked out of bounds by the Cobras. Warriors ball back on the offensive end, being aggressive. Warriors will throw this one in. Maybe 20 feet above the corner along the side. Get it into Eliza in the middle. Eliza back out to 80 to Eliza in the middle again. Eliza with the dribble. Tries to feed Maya in the middle. Knocked away. Eliza controls back to 80 in the middle. 80 crosses over. Goes left. Sends it out. Oh, tried to get it to Alyssa. Knocked down. 80 gets it. And then it's cleared by the Cobras out towards midfield. Emma Northrup coming up, knocking that one away. She and Dyer harassing Gasky there. Send it to the sideline, and the Warriors can't save him. Mullen trying to get to it, just couldn't catch up with that ball. Quick throw in from Greeno to Gasky. Northrup pokes that one away near this end of the field. Throw in. Back on this one, takes it to the sideline and sends it back out of bounds. Got to be talking. They need to be a little bit more vocal. I hear a couple of girls talking, but defensively they've got to talk more, I think. Everything else is going on. North comes back off of a Warrior player and don't clear the ball. That was one where Northrop tried to clear that, and I think it went off the backside of a Warrior player. Nobody seemed to know where the ball was. We got out of position defensively, and Gasky found herself one-on-one with Kylie Kendall, or with Kylie Wilson again. So it's 3-2 now in favor of the Cobras. And again, another poor defensive series by the Warriors leading to that goal. Knisley sends it over to Sims on the right side. Sims playing up from that defensive back position, gets it knocked away and taken away by number 17. They push this one on up ahead, and Kylie will come out and take that. Wilson with her yellow keeper shirt on, black shorts, Warriors in there. White uniforms with blue shorts. Ball up the middle. Eliza battling her way through traffic. Ball knocked away. Ends up with, who is that Cower up there? There's a crosser. Too much. That one's going to get out of bounds along the end line. That'll be a keeper ball coming back out. Or did they say that? Oh. Is that going to be a corner kick? Is that what that is? Are they saying that's Warrior ball, I think?
So I didn't see that. Must have been a touch in there somewhere. So Knisley will kick this one from the left corner. Tim doesn't have an angle. Nicely. Around, it's loose. Ends up out with the Cobras. Nicely back on it in 80. Back to McMullen. McMullen. Her pass knocked away along the end line and out of bounds along the sideline. Oh, out the Warriors. So it's going to be Cobra's ball. They throw in quickly. Ball's loose. Alba kicks it off of a Cobra. Now controls it along the side. Knocked away from her. Eliza battling there. It's going to be off of her and out of bounds. Cobra's throw in. Ball's loose. Oh, and that's going to be Warrior ball. That ball, Greeno threw it in. It came right back to her. She was stepping in. It went off her leg and out of bounds. Didn't have much time to react to that. Warriors throw in. McMullen. Over to Eliza. Tries to find 80 crossing. 80 takes a shot. Knocked away wide right. 80 battling again with it. Ball knocked away by Central Lynn. And then poked away and out of bounds. Good effort there by, I think that was by 80. To poke that one out of bounds. Cobra ball, 3-2 score in favor of the Cobras. They've had a couple of gifts from our defense. Some disorientation. We've got a handball. It's going to be Warriors ball. Warriors have had several opportunities defensively where they've just either not communicated well, not been aware, and allowed one-on-one opportunities for offensive players to go against Kylie Wilson. There's a Warrior player sent flying. McMullen gets knocked down. They're going to say she did the tackle, so it's going to go the other way. Cobra ball. Alyssa collided with one of their players, and they said it was on Alyssa, so ball knocked away by 80. 80 jumps to the right and then pushes that way up the right side and out of bounds. Cobra ball, we got to be coming up close. We've been on the air for 40 minutes, almost 41 minutes, so there's probably just a couple of minutes left here in this half. We don't know the official time, of course, for sure. Cobra's with it, a 3-2 lead. Cobra's battling, trying to set up their offense here. They get it to the middle. Poor kick on up ahead. With it. Official tells 18 to back off. That's Ramshire, was in there pretty tight, running into Kylie a little bit. Wilson, her kick controlled by number 17, Wall. Wall's kick taken by Sims up the right side. Sims loses it out of bounds. It'll be Cobra ball. Wall to throw it in. Eliza heads it back towards Wall and out of bounds. So Wall will try it again on that same spot. Wall throws it in. It's number 14 there, back to Wall. It's a crosser. Eliza pokes that one away. Ends up back with Eliza, and that's the half. What do we got? Handball. So Warrior ball. I thought he was blowing the end of the half. Eliza. The Warriors head back down towards their end. Sends it up the middle. Knocked away from Maya. Juarez can't control. Back to the middle. Cobra's with it. Trying to go up the left side. Maya comes in and steals that away in the middle of the field. Leaves it for Eliza. Eliza attacks up that left middle. Back to her right. Now sends it ahead. Can't find 80 crossing there. McMullen takes the pass out of the air. Maya to the middle. Working left. Backs it out to Eliza. Eliza gets it poked away and taken away by number 10, Sewell. Sewell ahead to Gaskey on the right side. Gaskey crosses. Gets it to Ramscher, knocked away. Reno over to Gaskey. Good job by Dyer there. And Eliza. Juarez trying to knock it away. Ball off a few shins here. Dyer loses it to Gaskey. And there's a good poke away by Juarez. Give this defense a chance to set back up. Nobody able to really gain control there. McMullen to Eliza. Eliza off the shin of Greeno. Up the field a little ways, now controlled by the Cobras. Back to center that one. Juarez harasses that, and then it ends up in the control of 80, who just sends it down to the other end, give this offense a chance to get back and put some pressure on. Controlled down there by number 5, Curtis, sends it toward the sideline. It'll be a throw-in for the Warriors. Good job by 80 to flip the field there. Got to be getting really close here to the end of this half. Warriors throw it in. Ball's loose down there, controlled. Back out to McMullen. Off of the defender, Runyon, and out of bounds. So it'll be Warrior ball throwing in along the right sideline. Not too far above the corner. Throw it in to 80. 80 with a header along the end line. And then it's cleared back out of bounds along the sideline, so the Warriors will throw in again. Once they get the ball here, it went quite a ways past the playing area. It's like McMullen to throw it in. Trying to get it in, posting up Harris, and it's knocked out of bounds off of, or was that off of Eliza, I guess. Eliza and out of bounds. Trying to do some basketball out there and post up a little bit. Didn't complete the entry pass. Cobras up 3-2 with the inbound. Working it along their own end line here. Now they center it up the middle of the field, taken by Eliza. Eliza trying to go 1-on-2. Ball poked away. McMullen trying to chase it down. She does. Out to Sims. Sims deflected out of bounds off of Cobras, it looks like. Northrop going to throw this one in along the far side. Maybe a third of the way up the field. Northrop, long throw. Poked away there by a Cobra. Ball's loose. They send it back up the middle. Eliza takes it out of the air. Works right. Back to her left. Finds Maya. Maya looking to set this up. Leaves it for McMullen. Over to Alba. Alba. And that's going to be the half. Nope. Handball. All right. I keep expecting the halftime here. Tim told me 40 minutes. Cobras up the left side. Good defense there by Alba. And out of bounds off the Cobras. So Warriors will get the ball here along the fan sideline, I guess you might say. Far side of the field from the benches. Side we're on. Inbounds to Nisley. Back to McMullen. Almost lost it out of bounds. Not quite. Dyer. To Eliza, over to McMullen. She centers this one. It's up high. It's bouncing. And the goalie comes out and grabs that one. They've got a senior keeper, I believe. Not a good kick by her, though, and it goes out of bounds along the right sideline. The Warriors will have another chance here. McMullen will inbound again. Kind of what we just had a minute ago. Gets it to 80. 80. Loses that. Back to Maya. Maya to her right. Fakes. Gets bumped. Still working right. Taking her towards the corner. She puts the brakes on. Tries to turn. Reverses back to her left foot. Yeah, I don't know if that counts as a shot on goal or not by McMullen. I don't think it ever had a chance angle-wise. It stayed left of the of the goal the whole way. Ball to the middle of the field, knocked away. Nobody with control here. Now they get it up. It'll be Gaskey chasing it down. Nope. Northrup gets there first. Emma up the left side to Alba. And Warriors ball poked out of bounds by Sewell. Northrup to throw it in here along this fan side of the field, the north side. Throw in, controlled by 80. 80 crosses over, gets to her right foot, and takes a shot, and that one is high and long. That one would have had a chance from 40 yards out. She was only 20 yards out, though. That's one of the better one-on-one opportunities we've had this game, where we actually got one of our good goal scorers to be able to get an advantage there. Just couldn't quite keep the elevation of the ball down. Ball towards midfield, Juarez with it to the middle, knocked away by the Cobras up the left side. Handball, I guess, the signal there. Warriors, maybe it was out of bounds. It was just out of bounds on the side. Northrup to throw it in. Up the right sideline. The south sideline. Knocked away by the Cobras. Back out towards midfield. Sims chases it down. Gets marked there by number 14. Runyon. All knocked away. Up towards Wilson, who fields that one cleanly. Kylie sends the kick right up the middle of the field, takes a bounce. It's loose. Eliza tried to chase it down. It goes off of somebody towards that corner, and then it's kicked out of bounds by the Cobras. Warriors will have a nice opportunity to attack here with time winding down in the first half. Looks like Eliza going to throw this one in on the far side, not far above the corner. Throws it to midfield. The middle of the field, I should say. McMullen back out to Eliza. Eliza going towards the corner, tries to send it in. It goes off the leg. This can be a corner kick. Need a ball to get sent back out to the corner there. Who's going to take this kick? Is it going to be Eliza? Only about 120 yards away from me, 130 yards away. I think that's Eliza. Eliza centers it. Headed in. Yes! Was it 80 with the finish? I believe it was. Jed, was that 80 with the finish?
Yeah, that was 80. Tim? Yeah, that was 80.
Okay. Perfect. So 3-3 game. What a great kick by Eliza. Right in front of the goal. Allowed 80 to attack from the middle and head that one in. Just like you draw it up in practice. 3-3 game as the first half winds down. Covers with the ball. Send it back into their deep. Katie working left. And she can't quite get to it before it gets to the sideline just above the corner. So there'll be a side throw in for the Cobras. Get it in to Neal. She plays a little catch back there with Reno. Warriors had it, knocked it away off of 80 and out of bounds. There's a throw in up the side from Greeno, but it's controlled by Dyer. Dyer working one-on-one, ball knocked away off of her and out of bounds. Greeno throws in quickly, 80 heads it and then controls a good body position there and then clears it as she keeps Gaskey off of her back there. Pass ahead, controlled by Emma. Ooh, good body shot there by 14, knocking Emma off the ball. They're going to have a shot on goal here. No! What a great job by 80 Nisley coming across as number 14 Runyon took her shot and timed it perfectly to deflect that ball. Just as it's coming off the foot of Runyon, 80 gets her leg in front of there, deflects that all the way off her leg and out of bounds. Great effort by 80. We haven't seen a lot of great defense out of the Warriors today. That one was an excellent effort. There's a tip on ahead up the sideline. 16 will control this. Nope. Eliza gets there, knocks it away. Stays going out the sideline there. Now goes towards the end line, works her way back towards the middle, sets it up to a McMullen. McMullen tried to find 15. That's who is that? Coward down there? And she couldn't handle it. Ball along the end line, out of bounds. It's going to be Cobra ball. And that's the half. 3-3, folks, here at the half. Warriors got down 2-0. And then, well, let's see. See if we can remember here, Tim. I have no stats. So Maya got the first one on one that we both thought was going long, but she just dropped it in right over the top of the keeper in that right upper right corner. The second one was Alma.
Jessica.
Alma had that one. And then the third one was 80 with the header. The assist from Eliza on that one from the corner kick. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know, but that the 3 years I've been watching, that's the first header I think we've scored.
Well, that's good. We're improving them. Our defense definitely needs to get better. The defense struggled with positioning and communication, and they hung Kylie out to dry a couple of times.
Yeah, just being on their heels, you know, letting the offense attack them rather than attacking the kind of scare to make a mistake, I think. But I think we have a lot of inexperience there right now, too, with girls filling in for ones that aren't able to play today or playing for the first time. But
It's a tough combination. And you don't have, if you had, go back a couple of years and you had Sam Basito back there playing goalie, you had a quarterback back there who's keeping everybody knowing what's going on. Is really the kind of the defense now. She's the most experienced one back there, and but it's a little harder as a defensive back to be, you know, seeing everything and keeping your own response in front of you.
Yeah, and yelling directions.
We got halftime here. Is it 10 minute halftime? Is that what I'm assuming?
I believe so.
Yeah, exactly. At 10 minute halftime, I'm going to hit mute here, and so right now it is 5:15. We'll be back on. I think it says 5:15. We'll be back on in about 8 minutes or so. So he'll just be here for about 8 minutes. That's right. All right, we're back as the officials blow the whistle, and I don't think that was almost 10 minutes. Maybe it was 10 minutes. So we've got a 3-3 game. Warriors have gotten goals from, I was going to put that on there. I got talking with Tim and forgot. So in the first half, Warrior goals. Putting these on here in the chat room here. AD Nisley had a goal. Maya Harzma had a goal. And Jessica Alba had a goal. Alba. I think that's all correct. Make sure I didn't miss anybody there. Yeah. All right, I'll put that on there. So 3-3 as we start the second half. Ball out of bounds here along the sideline. And it'll be central in ball. Ball poked away out of bounds. Still central in ball. Georgia Wall, sophomore, throwing it in. Dumps that into Sewell. Ball knocked away. Warriors poke at it. Clear it back towards midfield. 80 with it. Tried to feed the left side or the right side to Eliza. Couldn't. Now she gets it back. Tries it again. Wall deflects. 80 after it. Battling. Ball ends up in control by Neal. Neal Leaves it back in the defensive back wolf. He pokes that on ahead up the middle of the field. There's a good crossover there by 14, but it's taken away by Sims. She'll take it to the sideline, out of bounds, and ball will go back to the Cobras. Tim and I were talking. I don't have great reception here, so if this is cutting in and out a little bit, it's because Verizon service here in Halsey, Oregon, is one, sometimes two bars. So I apologize if it's a little sketchy. I didn't bring my MiFi because I assumed they would have good reception here. My mistake on that. Illegal throw-in by Central Lynn, and so it's going to be Warrior ball. On the field for the Warriors, up at the forward positions, you've got Harzma and Harris and Alba. Midfield, you got both of the Nisleys and McMullen. Warriors knocking it around here a little bit. Finally, 80 clears it up to Maya off her foot. Can't control it. Ball poked out of bounds to the Warriors. So Maya gets it quickly from Coach Dyer, and she gets ready to throw it in. McMullen, oh, she lost it. Took her eye off it, I think, there for just a second. Stolen by Gasky. Gasky up the right side, knocked away by McMullen. Also on the field for the Warriors defensively, it's Dyer, Juarez, Northrup, and Sims. I think that's everybody. And then the goalkeeper, the freshman, or the sophomore, first year playing, Kylie Wilson. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going to be Warrior ball down at the Warriors end of the field. So they inbound. Long ways to go here. 80. Fakes. Tries to go left. Goes between the legs of the defender, then loses it. Gets it back. And sends it up the left side. It's going to be a long run here. Chased down by the defender, but this is good. Put some pressure on him here. Maya pushes up. Ball centered, sent back towards the midfield. Eliza reverses field with it. Back to the middle to McMullen. Over to 80. 80. Middle centers it to Maya. Maya to Eliza. Eliza tries to send it up to Harris, but it came in a little narrow. Harris in a battle here towards my sideline, and it's sent out of bounds by 16. Wolf. It'll be Warrior ball here along the north sideline. Rain's starting to pick up just a little bit here, but it's a light rain. Getting a little bit breezier as well. Eliza throws in. Wolf can't handle it. Harris, tenors. Oh, just a little bit too soon. Alba coming from the far side, trying to come in on that. Harris put that ball right out in front. The goalkeeper was able to get to it just before Alba did. Keeper sends it down the field, knocked away, taken by Eliza, or by 80. 80. Up to Alba on the left sideline, back to 80. 80. Alba, working the middle. Oh, lost that one, and the keeper comes out and gets it before Harris can get to it. Alba had the right idea, but just couldn't get anything on that touch. And Harris not quite fast enough to get there before the keeper. Hollister able to take it. Hollister with a booming kick down the middle of the field. Knocked away by the Warriors. Sims battling down there with number 14, Runyon. Runyon sends it towards Wilson, who scoops it up in the keep. Wilson sends her kick. Oh, it goes off the right side of her foot and out of bounds along the sideline. Not a good kick there by the sophomore. That wet ball, they haven't kicked a wet ball much this year. Warriors ball on the side after it gets touched out. 80. McMullen up the side. Alba gets to it. Alba pushes up the left side with it. Slows down. It's poked away. And they save it along this end line and kick it off the sideline. Alba just kind of unsure what she wanted to do with it there. She had a chance to really attack it. It looked like she wanted to set up and center that ball. Maybe that's because it would have been a left-footed shot. I don't know. But she kind of held up a little bit and then tried to center it to a teammate, and it was poked away. Warriors will inbound, throw in along the far side from us, right in front of the keeper box, and it's going to be an illegal throw-in. Says her foot. Now, I don't know the rule on that, Tim. Do both feet have to be on the ground when she throws?
Yeah. Yeah, so she has to drag her back foot.
So she had 1 foot off the ground, I think is what he was signifying there. Okay. Got to think of that rule of clarification from our expert, Tim Harzma. Warriors with the ball. Maya over to Eliza. Eliza pushed pretty hard by 17. Now Eliza scoots past her, takes a shot. This one rolls in and it's handled by Hollister in there. But I like that. More aggressive attack there from Eliza. Put the pressure on him. 3-3 game here early in the second half. Long kick by Wolf to midfield. Warriors with it. Harris sends it back to 80-80, talking to Eliza. Eliza off the foot of number 5, Curtis, and out of bounds. Be Warrior ball along this north sideline. Maya takes it, sends it over to McMullen. McMullen hesitates. Now over to Alba on the left wing. Alba puts the brakes on, needs to attack there. There's an opening there to attack, and she hesitates and allows that defender to close in on her. She had a chance to take maybe one more dribble and take a shot from about maybe 15 feet beyond the top of the keeper box, and she just hesitated. She's got to get a little more aggressive, and I know she hasn't played in a while. Northrop takes a hard fall, pops right back up, had the ball, lost it. Cobra's with it. Over on the right side, poked out of bounds by 80. Greeno will throw it in. Does so to Neal. Neal centers it. The ball popped up in the air and knocked into the side of the net. Can't see who that was for Central Lynn. I can't see what number she's wearing there, but good defense there by the Warriors to take away her angle of attack. Like 80 going to send this one. Up the left side, McMullen trying to touch that on, couldn't get to it. Now she pokes it away, controlled by Neal. They send it back into the defense and to the defensive back. Harzma comes out of there with it. There's a push up to Alba. Alba trying to center that back to Maya. Maya getting to it, going one-on-one, getting pushed, getting bodied. No call there, boy. That was awfully physical. And Alba had a shot. Ball's loose. Eliza takes it out, centers it to Harzma. Harzma trickles it in. A little bouncer from the top of the keeper box. And the Warriors take advantage of a little chaos. No hard shot on goal there by the Warriors, but they kept attacking and stayed after it. A good job by Eliza to kind of slow things down a little bit and then set that back up. And Maya with her second goal of the day. 4-3 Warriors. Getting a little wetter on that field. The rain's not coming down hard, but it's coming down as a steady drizzle. And it'll be interesting to see. Neither of these teams, of course, have played a rain game this year. So I'm interested to see how that affects footing as we get more and more traffic on the field as this game goes on. Eliza with the ball up the right sideline. Back to Harris. Touches that back on to Eliza. Eliza coming towards this right corner here, right in front of me. Goes back to her left. Centers it off of, oh my goodness, off of Hollister. And it just trickles out of bounds. Great effort by Eliza to attack on that. Eliza will have a corner kick here. It went out of bounds along the end line. Last time we had this corner kick, ended up in a goal to her sister. Eliza right in front of me. Takes her time. Centers it. It's a good center. And ball's loose in front. Alba comes out of there with it. Back out to McMullen. McMullen trying to control. Over to Alba. Alba, McMullen. Ball poked away. McMullen gets it back. McMullen way out on the left side to 80. 80 will send it back to Dyer. Dyer back up to McMullen along that left sideline. McMullen battling over there. Ball knocked out of bounds off of number 15, Reno. McMullen inbounds quickly. Ball's loose, poked away. Ball's still loose. Alba gets a touch on, trying to control it, and it goes out of bounds off of number 17. There's a wall. That's the Warrior ball along the far sideline, that south side of the field. Coming towards the Warriors scoring goal here, defended by Central Lynn. There's a shot on goal. Hollister knocks it away. Ball's loose, and Adie almost had a chance at it. She was tripped up as she got her ball on the foot, her foot on the ball there. There's another shot by McMullen, and Hollister scoops that one up. Warriors doing a great job of putting pressure on Hollister, the keeper for the Cobras. Hollister booms a kick down the field. Takes a nice high bounce there, controlled by Adie. Oh, knocked away and taken from her by Neal. Warriors up 4-3 here in the second half. Halsey up the sideline. Gaskey up the sideline. To the corner, ball poked away into the corner there and out of bounds along the sideline. Central Lynn. This is a combo between Central Lynn and East Lynn Christian School. Ball kicked out of bounds along the end line. It'll be Warriors ball. Wilson will put this one down at the top of the keeper box and send it back into play here in a moment. Four, three, Amity, two goals for Maya Harsman this game. One for Jessica Alba and one for Adie Nisler. Wilson scoops up a kind of a weak shot on goal down there. Now she sends her kick up the middle of the field, knocked away by Neal. Neal over to Howard. Howard working on the left side, poked away well there by the Warriors. I think that's Juarez jabbing that one away. Throw in, Cobras along this left side. Touched out of bounds by Harris. Still be Cobra ball. Working down at their goal end of the field. Maybe 30 feet up from the corner. That one's going to go off of number 5, Curtis, and out of bounds. That'll be the Warriors ball. Not a very well-executed inbound there. They tried 3 times and never really got anything going. Good throw in ahead. Ball rattling around here near the top of the box. Maya tips it away. He's going to take a shot. And just over the top of the goal by about a foot and a half. But a great attempt by Maya Harsma. Putting pressure again on Hollister. The Cobra's keeper. 4-3 Amity. I think we started this about 16 minutes ago, so we've got probably 20, 23, 24 minutes, something like that, left to go in this one. Ball kicked out towards the middle. Harsma takes it out of the air, tries to cross back over, knocked away. And then a pretty rough collision between Eliza Nisley and number 17, Wall. Both of them go down hard. Wall comes up gimpy. Both of them hitting that ball at the same time. Ball went out of bounds to the Cobras. Wolf sends it up the middle of the field. Tipped over. McMullen controls. Back to the middle. Now Greeno sends it up the middle of the field. Northrup to McMullen. McMullen over to Eliza. Eliza turns, centers to Harsma. Harsma gets it knocked away from her. Neal working up that right side. Physical up there and poked away towards the corner. Northrup battling, still battling. He comes out of there with it. Emma Northrup with a great defensive play. Sends it back out. Neal working against Warriors defense. Really harassing well here. Ball kind of loose in front there. This is where the Warriors have had some problem in not clearing this ball once they get it down inside. Ball centered, knocked back out. There's a shot on goal, and Kylie make sure that that one goes to the left of the goal and out along the end line. But the question is, did that go off of Amity or off of Cobras? I think it went off of the Cobras. So Kylie going to let Adie kick this one, I think. Adie sends a low one towards the middle. Warriors trying to control back towards the middle. Eliza working that one, poked away. Northrop jabs it back to midfield where Maya can get to it. Maya turns, feeds it over to Braun. Back to McMullen. McMullen sends this one up the middle of the field. It's a loose ball. No Warriors back there, though. And it's going to be controlled by Wolf. Wolf. Good job by McMullen to send that ball so far up the field, though, and take some of the pressure off the defense momentarily. Dyer trying to control up that right side. Can't do it. They center it. Good play by Juarez to knock this one away towards the corner where Northrop can poke it out of bounds along the sideline. It'll be Cobra's ball up the south sideline there. They throw in towards their goal, and it's knocked out of bounds along the end line. So it's going to be a corner kick for the Cobras. Always a dangerous thing. Tim and I were talking about that this field, these corners, I'm standing at one of these corners, and it's at least five yards closer to the goal than it would be if you were playing on our field. This is a narrow field. So these corner kicks, are a little more dangerous, easier to be accurate with your ball placement. There's the kick, but it's a terrible kick, just a ground ball knocked away. Now it's loose, poked away by the Warriors. I think it was Braun poking it away. And then it's jabbed out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be Warriors ball along that far south sideline. Got some subs coming in for the Warriors. See who's coming in there. 80 back into the game, and see who the other one is. I got to see a number here, folks. 80 nicely back in. Ball inbounded. Centered up the middle. Harsman can't get to it. Cleared. McMullen trying to get it up to Alba along that left sideline that goes out of bounds over midfield. Cobras will throw in. So also into the game for the Warriors, number 15, Kenzie Cower. Liza or McMullen to the middle. That ball is loose, but nobody can get to it. Cleared by the Cobras. 80 sends this one up, trying to find Eliza. That ball is going to kick away from her and out of bounds. Great try by 80. Just couldn't get enough air under that to give Eliza a chance to run under it up this right sideline. Wolf sends it up the left sideline to a teammate. Number 14 up there is Runyon. Runyon works up the left sideline, dribbles up there hard. 80 and Sims on her. Sims pokes it out of bounds along the left sideline. Not cold here. Great. Actually, really nice temperature for the players. Just wet. Warriors steal that inbound. They get it ahead. Cower trying to get to it. It's poked out of bounds by Wolf. Wolf didn't mean to poke it out of bounds. She was trying to set herself up for a left foot back towards the center of the field and could not control it. 80 will inbound. Warriors still up 4-3. And we're about 20 minutes into this half, so about halfway through. Ball off of the Warriors and out of bounds. So it's going to be Cobra's ball. Curtis inbounds to Wolf. Maya marks her, and it goes off of Maya and out of bounds. Good aggressive defensive play by Maya up here on the offensive end of the field, trying to put some pressure on there and may force a turnover. Ball's loose, controlled by Wolf. Sent on up ahead. A great ball control. She brings it down, sends it to McMullen. McMullen works her way back towards the middle of the field, trying to find 80. 80 off the foot of the defender. Maya's got it. Maya up the middle. Ball knocked away. Tried to split the defense there. Couldn't quite get through. Ball knocked away and pushed up the field by the Cobras. Northrop back there. She's going to come down with it. Push it all the way to the right side of the field when she gives it to Sims. Sims crosses back over just in front of McMullen. Couldn't quite get to it. Marino does, but now that's 80 sending it long, giving Eliza a chance to run after that ball. Loose, controlled by Harsma. Harsma, 80 or Eliza asking for it. Couldn't quite get it to her. Good defensive play there by Sewell. At the other end, it's Gaskey with it. Out to Sewell. ball loose in the middle of the field there, waiting for somebody to gain control. There's a good poke ahead by Wolf. My wife's going to come and cover me up here. Just standing in the rain, folks. Trying to get my phone under my my laminated roster here so it stays dry. Going to be a throw in on the far side for the Cobras. A little battle down there between Gaskey and Amity defender. I think that was Dyer. Ball cross tip, miss, and out of bounds along the end line. Good effort there by the Cobras. Almost got a shot on goal there. Had Kylie really having to shift along the front of the goal there to try to stay with the offensive player. Cower going back out and coming into the game, I believe, is Braun as a defensive back. Inbound kick from the goal knocked away, and the Cobras are able to attack a little bit with that. Now it's cleared by 80, I think. Long ways from here. Pushes it ahead. Alba tips it. Loses her balance, gets it back to Nisley. 80 pushes it way ahead up the left side. Maya can't quite get to that one. The ball controlled again by Eliza. Eliza to McMullen midfield. Centers it. 80 back to Alyssa. McMullen tries to go middle to Maya. Leaves it for Eliza. Nice little play. Can't quite get through there. A hard tackle there. Ball's loose. Alba battling. Can't quite get to it. Ball up the right side. 15 as Greeno pushes that up the right side and out of bounds. It'll be Warrior soccer ball. Warrior football, maybe. Go with that. About 25 minutes into this half. 15 minutes or so to go. Warriors up 4-3. 6 goals in the first half between the two teams. Only one here in this half. Ball loose, nicely. Eliza takes a shot, little wide right off the back fence behind the goal. And it'll be Cobra's ball. Wolf will take the kick. It's over to Curtis. Curtis on the left side here in front of us. Back to Wolf. She's going to send this one long up the left side. Wall controls it. Ball knocked away. And we're going to get a high kick, I think, the call there against. Is that what that is, Tim? Is that a foot getting too high? Is there something else there?
Yes, I believe that's what he called.
I didn't see a handball, but I also didn't see a signal from the official.
Yeah, it's either that or just a foul. There's quite a bit of contact.
There was. 80 Nisley. Takes the free kick, sends it up the middle of the field towards the front of the goalie. It's a little bit loose. Wolf trying to control that. Finally does. Head to Wall, but Wall can't handle that out of bounds. Warriors will try this again. 80 Nisley, a inbound here along the right sideline. Coming towards us. We're in this the right corner by the Warriors' goal. Warriors center it up. Eliza back to 80. Plays catch with Eliza, a little give and go. 80 can't quite get to it. Oh, but then she does, knocks it away. Now she's on the attack, and it's saved by Wolf out of bounds. Good play by her. 80 had a good angle there. Jed McMullen chasing down the ball. Trying to keep this flow of this game going here. Adiel inbound. Right along this right sideline, going towards the Warriors' goal. About 40 feet up from the corner. Right inbound to Maya, knocked away. Neal pushes it up the middle of the field to Gaskey. Gaskey, a little touch pass on to Runyon. Runyon pushed away. Nice body there by Alyssa. And Alyssa pokes that one out of bounds. Good job by Alyssa to stop that attack. Wall, long throw in, trying to get Runyon poked away. Wall off of Neal. Marino had it. Harassed there by 80. A little trickler in front, and Kylie comes out and scoops that one up. Ball just kind of found its way through the defense, but nobody was there offensively to be able to make anything happen with it. Warriors with the ball midfield. McMullen sends that left-footed shot up the sideline, and Alba could not handle it, and it goes out of bounds towards the top of the penalty kick box there. Ball thrown in. A little catch played here by Cobras out top, and then they just kick it out of bounds. Unforced error there. Warriors inbound. McMullen to Harzma. Harzma centers it back to Eliza. Cleared by the Cobras. 80 with it. Up that left side towards McMullen. McMullen pushing ahead to Alba and offside. Okay, Alba got behind the defender there. So that'll end that attack for the Warriors. The ball goes back to Cobras. I'm thinking we're about almost 30 minutes into this half. 29 minutes or so. Not including any stoppage yet. But we haven't had any injuries. Only a couple of substitutions that haven't taken very long. So we're probably close to that maybe 12-minute mark or so. Warriors sending the ball. Tough shot there by Eliza. She got hit pretty hard on the follow-through. Sims clears it at the other end as they try to push it up. Now McMullen ahead to Eliza. She taps, touches on there, controls the ball. And then she is tackled hard. Clean tackle. That was foot on ball. Just took Eliza out. Very physical play there by the defender, Wolf. Runyon tries to center, taken away by 80, and then knocked away again by 80. Sims controls along the side. And that'll be Warriors ball off the head of Wall and out of bounds. That was kind of a lackadaisical effort by Wall. 4-3 Amity. Getting deep into the second half here on the road at Central Lynn in Halsey, Oregon. I got to say, handball. That one went off the knee of 80 and then caught a piece of her arm. So handball called. Wolf will center it up here and get ready to kick. Wolf sends it up the left side, controlled there by one of the Cobras, and now Eliza steps in and takes control of that ball. Ball on the left sideline as they try to attack again. I'm having a hard time seeing numbers there or the ball right now. There's a lot of players between me and the ball. Ball goes out of bounds along this north sideline, and it's going to be Cobra ball. They get to be about 80 or 90 yards away from me, and they're all kind of in the way of each other. It's hard to tell who's whom down there. All right. Cobras to throw in along that left sideline. Get it to the middle. Ball's loose. Over across to the right side. Poked away. Nice job by Dyer. Dyer needs to clear this. Does up to Alba. Alba, one more touch. Can't quite do it. Goes out of bounds off of number 10, Sewell, though. Should be Warrior ball along that south sideline. I was thinking I should have wore glasses, but I don't think they do so well with this rain. Might be a bit of an issue. I think my eyesight would be even worse. Good throw in there by Eliza, but it's knocked away by number 9, Johnson. Long kick ahead. Warriors. Northrop back there on it. Takes it towards that left corner, the right corner, excuse me. And then out of bounds off the leg of one of the Warriors. Quick throw in. They try to attack. It's going to get all the way out of bounds along the end line. Warriors ball. No. Warrior must have touched that. They're going to say that's a blue ball. So that's going back to the Cobras. They're going to have a corner kick from the right corner. Danger, danger right here. Short corner kick. Ground ball loose in front. Knocked out of bounds again along the end line. But this one went off of the Cobras, and so it'll be Warriors ball. You're wondering how much time is left. Warriors up 4-3. Hard to say. We came back on the air when they got ready to start the second half. That was about 33 minutes ago. So maybe we've got 10 minutes left. Something like that. Ball to the middle. Harzma pushed off the ball. Couldn't get a good kickoff there. Northrop, though, has it defensively. Taken from her. And they're going to get Northrop with a hard tackle, I think. A little hip check. Took out number 14, Runyon down there. Warriors need to set up defensively here. This is going to be a kick from, they're going to be able to take this ball from just beyond the top of the box here to the left angle. Warriors get their wall set up in front of Kylie. Very high kick and over Kylie's head, over the goal and out of bounds. I'll tell you what, my depth perception does not help me on that shot. I see Kylie jump. I see the ball come down. I'm trying to figure out what on the other side of that crossbar or not, but it did. Kylie with the ball. Now she's going to let 80 take it. 80 sends this one up the left side. Alyssa can't handle it. Ball's loose. Alba pokes it away. Alyssa battling with Greeno, I think. Ball's loose. Neal over to Gaskey, trying to go along the end line, and the ball's out of bounds to Central Lynn. No. Okay, it's going to be Amity ball. I thought he pointed the other way. Amity ball. So once again, 80. I'm going to send this one in. Sims up the right side. Ball knocked away. Ends up back in the hands of Runyon. Runyon centers it, and McMullen clears it back to the sideline. You can eat up a lot of clock in soccer by just sending that ball out of bounds, because that clock keeps running once it goes out of bounds. There's another one off the leg. This one off the leg of Wall. That's going to be Warriors' ball. Back into the game comes Ayla Harris as she replaces Tegan Braun. But we haven't put any pressure on their keeper in probably 6 or 7 minutes of game time here. It's been a while since she's had to do anything. Harzma controls the inbound, pushes it ahead. Harris in a foot race with number 5, Curtis. Curtis gets there first. Curtis crosses over. Harris with a good job to trip her up. Got a foot on the ball, but couldn't control it. Harzma to the middle. Alba. I think that was a handball. Yeah, that one popped up and hit Alba in the hand. Jessica didn't play last year. Good to have her back out on the field. Good speed. Just needs to get her confidence back. Knowing when to be aggressive and when to be patient. Ball pushed out along the south sideline. It's going to be Cobra ball. There's the throw in on the far sideline. 80 kicked, and she grabs her toe. I don't know if she just cramped up when she hit that or if she tweaked the ankle. She is down. Grabbing at her left ankle. So let's see here. I don't know. Is she trying to stretch it? I can't see. I can't tell if it's a if she tweaked an ankle or if she's cramping. A couple of players between me and her. As coaches Dyer and Campuzano come out there to take a look at her. I think she's just cramping. He's holding her leg up, so. I think that she kicked that ball. It must have triggered that calf to cramp up. First full game action of the year for the Warriors. Problem is, once you start to cramp with a leg, boy, it's hard the rest of that game to keep it from cramping again on you. Eddie Pickles. Bill Pickles. So that happened about a minute ago. We might have 7 or 8 minutes left. Well, they're having a hard time getting that cramp to stop cramping, though, because she is still down out there. I
That was a pretty good one. She didn't take any hops or anything. She just went down and grabbed at it. So it must have cramped up pretty hard on her, especially taking this long to try to work it out. The rest of the Warriors need to stay loose. So 4-3 Amity on top of the Central Lynn / East Lynn Christian Cobras. With under 10 minutes to go here, I think. No stands here at Central Lynn. This is at their elementary school. No stands, so everybody's field level. No chance to get any kind of a better angle to see what's going on. They're still trying to work on getting that cramp out of her left leg. My sympathies with her. Having had one or two of those in my life, not much fun. I'd love to send you to commercial right about now, but it's not that easy. Let me see here. I can give you a Harzma ad. That's always kind of fun.
Contact Tim Harzma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harzma at Country Financial 503-565-2043. Contact Tim Harzma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harzma at Country Financial 503-565-2043.
Sorry about that, Tim. All right. 80 making her way off the field there, trying to walk, but boy, that must be one bad cramp because she's still not able to get off under her own power there. All right. I think into the game for her is number 15, Ken Tower, sophomore. Cobra's ball, A inbound. Cower can't get to it, pushed up the middle of the field. Cobra's on the attack. This one goes off the leg of a Warrior, I think, and out of bounds. No, they're going to say it went off of just a bad kick by the Cobras. Boy, the direction that ball went sure looked like it had been deflected. So the Warriors will inbound. Eliza Nisely looking to get that into Harris. Can't do it. Wolf sends it back down towards the sideline there. Eliza tripped up, and it's going to be a penalty against the Warriors. So it's going to be Cobra ball, spot foul there. Wolf will take this kick. She's quite a ways out. Gets her spot from the official. Warriors marking their men. That one has no chance as it comes off her foot and bends to the left, but it was already left of the goal to begin with. It goes harmlessly out of bounds along the end line. And the Warriors will have the ball. Warriors, Nisely. To the middle, ball's loose, running with it for the Cobras and fielded by Wilson just to the right side of the goal. Her right, our left. Wilson sends it up towards Harris. Harris controls it midfield, tries to get it to Harzma. Harzma takes it with the left foot, puts the brakes on, sends it back to McMullen. McMullen to Harris. Harris battling. Gets around the defender, ahead to Harzma, a little bit too far. Harris pokes it ahead again, ball's loose. Harzma pokes it through. Goalkeeper's coming out to take that one, just beyond her box there. As the Warriors finally put a token amount of pressure, at least, on the Cobra's keeper. McMullen knocks the keeper kick out of the air.
Warriors pass it around a little bit, knocked loose by the Cobras, pushed way ahead. Northrup will knock that one loose. And then Juarez clears it. 15 is Guarino chasing it down towards the right corner. Dyer putting some pressure on her. Ball pushed back out to a Cobra teammate. Now Guarino with it on the right wing. Works towards the sideline. Tries to get it into Gaskey. She tries to go along the side or the baseline with it, knocked away by Northrup. Now Nisely clears it out towards the middle. It's Wolf with it. Wolf will take a shot, and it is wide left of the goal. Good job by the Warriors defense that time down the field. So I have absolutely no idea how much time we have left now because you don't know how long they officially stopped the clock for. But I'm guessing we're somewhere around 5 or 6 minutes to go. Unless Tim or Jed has a better guess than that. Warriors get it in, but deflected along the sideline off the Warriors. Nope, off the Cobras and out of bounds. Warriors will inbound along the sideline. Harzma almost had a chance there to poke that one away. Now Nisely comes up. She's battling with two other defenders there. Kicks the ball loose to the right side. It's Gaskey trying to get a shot. Knocked away by Juarez. Wolf battling with Harzma. Wolf gets loose. Takes a shot. And it's wide left. Wilson did a good job of tracking that the whole way and positioning herself well to be able to stop that. Should it have been a little bit closer, I think. A few more games, and I think Kylie's going to be just fine back there. Nisely gets it in to Sims. Deflects it off the leg of Cobra player and out of bounds along the sideline. It's going to be Warrior ball. Just fine. That does not keep the clock from running. Not unless it's excessively a long ways away from the field that they have to chase that ball down. Warriors inbound to the corner, try to send it up towards Harris. Pops loose towards the middle of the field. Good defense there by McMullen to take the offensive player off her stride. And then Wilson fields a weak shot by Gaskey. Fields it cleanly. She was in the right spot, though. Playing the angle well there. Long kick ahead. Kenzie Cower back there, battling. Gets it to McMullen. McMullen centers it to Eliza. Eliza pushes up towards this right angle here. Setting things up, goes middle to Harzma. Harzma takes a shot on goal. Backs the keeper up, and a great play. Great play by the keeper. Backed up on that one, got both hands up and deflected it across the top bar. So no goal for Maya, looking for a third goal of the day there. We got to back up a little bit here. 48 seconds to go is what the official just told me. So I was off on my guess. 4-3 game. Eliza with the corner kick. Short to Maya, back to Eliza. Eliza, left foot towards the middle, trying to find McMullen. Just missed that one. Cower leaves it. She's got it now. Tries to center it again. There's nobody there, though. So we're down to about 30 seconds. Middle field. Gaskey with it. Gaskey pushing up the left side. Juarez trying to stay with her. There's some good hustle play there by Northrup coming across and knocking that one out of bounds. Emma Northrup with a great defensive play to take away any chance of a fast break basket there. You know what I mean? There's a long kick in front, and Wilson comes across, scoops that one up, folks. That should just about do it. He's watching his watch, checking it, counting down the last few seconds here. Wilson takes her time, sends a kick, and that's it, folks. Final score, Amity 4, and the Cobras of Central Lynn and Eastland Christian 3. So Tim, joining me back here for just a second, we'll wrap up. So first half, we had 3 goals, 1 by Maya, 1 by 80, and 1 by Jessica. And then we had 1 for Maya in the second half, right?
Yep, that's what I got. Yep.
And Maya almost had another one there. That was a good attempt. And a good play by the keeper to get both hands up and deflect that over the crossbar.
Yep, that's a very good play.
So any final thoughts here? Wrap us up.
Oh, I thought they settled down offensively and controlled the ball a lot better. Until maybe the last 20 minutes, I think we were pretty gassed, got pretty tired.
the fatigue started to show in our execution for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But defense played a little better. I thought they attacked better on the defensive end.
Yeah, didn't get back on our heels quite as much there in that second half. Felt a little bit more comfortable and handled some of those little ground ball dribblers better instead of letting them get through.
So. And I thought Kylie looked more comfortable just the second half of a game, just coming out and getting the ball and, you know, coming out a little more aggressive.
For sure. Well, folks, I appreciate you joining us. This is the first time we've tried doing it this way. We didn't have great cell reception here, so I know it might have been a little choppy at times. But, hey, let us know how this went for you as a listener, whether or not this is something that we should do again, or if there's some things we can improve on it. We might play around with some different headsets, especially for Tim. I'd just like to know feedback on audio quality and anything else you want to say, positive or negative. We'll take it either way. So, hey, Warriors with a win. They cross the field and get their fan approval here. 4-3 win. Good first win of the year for the Warriors. And next game, Tim, I don't have a schedule in front of me. What is it?
I believe it's Tuesday at YC.
All right. That should be a good one.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That's a non-league opponent now.
Non-league game, and I believe it's a little bit later, so it'd be under the lights.
All right. At YC Tuesday. I don't know if I'm going to do every soccer game or not, folks. I don't know if I can make all of those, but we'll see what we can do. See if we can balance it with everything else. Until then, hey, it's another great day to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.